I'm Evan Kleiman, host of Good Food, and this is our weekly PieCast. Today we have a really unexpected and very special guest. It's Adam Carolla, apparently a famous pie lover.
Yes.
Hi there, Mr. Carolla.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I've heard a couple of your rants about pie versus cake.
Good. I've been trying for a long time, and I do feel like we're turning the corner as a nation. I mean, I've been complaining about this for over 15 years, and at the beginning, much like the gay marriage topic, I could get no traction, and now I feel like it's coming around.
Yeah, apparently this is actually the year of the pie, although every year is the year of the pie for me.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I have an art because there's a lot of guys out there who like to argue with me about pie versus cake, and I submit this simple challenge to all you idiots. You're not allowed to say that you're going to go to the German bakery that's on Fairfax and spend $86 on a super high-end cake. That's not the challenge, because there's great cakes out there. Don't get me wrong. The challenge is, I will give you $8. You must go find me a cake. I will go down to Marie Callender's and for $7.99 buy any pie they have in their display case, and it will whip your $7 cake that you have to buy at the Ralph's. That's my point. There's no such thing as, you know, a bad pumpkin pie. There's great pumpkin pie and there's okay pumpkin pie, but there's not bad pumpkin pie. It doesn't matter what pie place you go to, whatever town you're living in. Even the store-bought stuff at the supermarket is going to be edible. But cakes, you can get some really bad cake.
Yeah, cakes that taste like salt and plaster of Paris.
Yes, yes. The perfectly named sheet cake that they have. I always say, hold your tongue next time you say sheet cake and tell me what it sounds like. Or pretend you're from Chile and say it with that accent. And that's what it is.
So let's talk about your fave. What's your favorite pie?
Well, you know, like, I guess like an alcoholic, you have your drinks and they're sort of seasonal. Like, you know, summertime you'd be drinking a mojito and, you know, wintertime you'd be drinking a scotch, you know. So it's sort of like for me around the holidays, nothing better than the pumpkin pie, that, you know. But then come around the summertime, nothing better than the apple pie a la mode. And as a matter of fact, you can try with all, you know, your highfalutin concoctions and all the stuff out of Europe and all the various high-end desserts to try to beat a hot slice of apple pie with some vanilla, nice scoop of vanilla ice cream melting on top of it, but you're never going to do better than that.
I agree wholeheartedly.
You can, there's possible lateral moves, maybe in the cobbler family, but let's face it, a cobbler is nothing but pie in a cup, essentially, a hot cup. I mean, that's, who you kidding? That's pie. But when you take a hot slab of apple pie and let's take that French vanilla ice cream, and as it starts to melt and slide off the side, and then that, when it sort of liquefies and drips along the edge and starts to commingle with the apple, you know, sort of goo that's oozing out of the side, there's nothing better than that.
Oh my God, I'm so hungry right now.
Yeah, we gotta go out for some pie.
Do you remember the very first pie you ever ate?
I wish I did. I probably didn't. I was probably, you know, 5 and living in Cherry Hill, New Jersey or something and got it at a diner. But no, I don't. I do have certain pies I like more than others. And I usually get angry at people who disagree with me. So brace yourself.
Okay, I'm ready.
I I like a boysenberry and or raspberry pie much more than a blueberry pie, and I don't know why, but...
Well, I think boysenberry is the king of pie, personally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just made one last week and was just devastated that the boysenberry season is so short.
Yeah, the boysenberry is the king of pies, and it's underappreciated.
I totally agree.
People are like... Well, what's it going to be? Is it going to be cherry or is it going to be blueberry? And it's like, how about boysenberry? That's the best. You just made one, huh?
Yeah. I wish I had known. I would have saved a slice for you.
Wow. Are you single?
Unfortunately, yes.
Wow. How? Not for long. That's for damn sure.
Do you have anybody around you who makes par? Or are you?
No. I do not have a human being around me that makes pie.
We'll have to remedy that for you.
That's what I'm talking about, sweetie.
You have been very kind. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That was Adam Carolla, a man who has a love of pie. We'll have a link to his world record downloaded podcast at our website, kcrw.com/goodfood.